Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. Time is tight. That's one of the classic instrumentals. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. That's a great little organ piece there. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll go there, folks, and find Leslie Kossoff's suite on our website and listen to the things that she's taught us over the years about quality, about how to get better, about the difference between quality service and the quality process. And, folks, the two are like the difference between lightning bug and lightning, as to paraphrase Mark Twain. Leslie is the author of the outstanding new field guide from Lean Startup to Six Sigma Turnaround, Seven Steps to Your Success. Leslie, tell us how we can find your book, please.
It's on Amazon. It's a Kindle book, and right now it's available on Amazon, but in about a week and a half, it's also going to be available on Barnes & Noble, Nook, and also iBooks.
All right, so check that out, folks, and it's very important, and let me tell you something. If you're a small business owner and you want to stop fixing things when they break, you'll still be able to fix things when they break, but how would you like to have things not break so much? How'd you like to have to not fix things that break? Well, if you'd like that, then you're starting to say, okay, instead of quality service, I want quality process. And that's what this book is all about. Let's get into it a little bit. Let's talk about these seven steps. The first step that you point out is decide. What does that mean?
It actually is a decision. Exactly what you're talking about, Jim, of saying, I really don't want to have to fix things anymore. I want them to just work. Then you've made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be very aware that you are actually making a decision to commit to what ultimately turns into a different way of doing business. Because you're not going to accept looking at things from a, well, that's good enough and we'll fix it later perspective, but instead from a, we want to build this right from the beginning and we can, and it will actually lower our operating costs,
right,
and increase our profit margins.
Well, and from a Main Street small business standpoint, Leslie, it could be as simple as a restaurant owner saying, I never want to run out of French fries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if you're in the distribution business, it's, I want to have my trucks loaded properly so they don't show up without what the customer ordered. It could be that simple, because those are problems that then somebody has to fix, or some customer gets disappointed, or both.
And it literally is that simple. It's the examples that you're giving are not in any way outlandish or oversimplified,
right,
or anything. Those are the problems you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get to the decision. I'm sick and tired of having this happen.
Right.
I don't want this to happen anymore. And now, what are we going to do about it?
And the best way to find those things is just to say, okay, what has frustrated me today? What's frustrated me in the last week? What are the things that I just literally pulled my hair out about? Folks, that's the low-hanging fruit that Leslie's program will fix, right, Leslie?
And those are the things that tend to get fixed so quickly, you can't believe how quickly,
right,
and how easily you got them fixed. And then you can start going for the other ones that you always thought were way outside of your ability to achieve.
So make the decision. And folks, in the past, when you've had these frustrations, when you felt this pain, you probably didn't know what to do about it. You probably just complained to somebody. You probably fussed at your employees. You probably, you know, just went to bed and couldn't sleep. But these tools that Leslie has here, and the things she talks about, folks, this is tried and true. This is not some kind of voodoo that this is real rubber meets the road stuff that will help you. Next step is strategy. It's all about the strategy. And we've been talking a lot about strategy on the show, Leslie, how important it is for small business owners to take a moment and get out of the trenches, stop executing for just a minute, and think about where they're going. What do you think?
Absolutely, because Otherwise, you're just going to go off into directions, and some of them may be very valuable, but a lot of them are not going to give you the kind of bang for your buck that you really could have gotten had you stepped back, thought about it, really determined, okay, in what direction do we want to go now? Where do we put our focus?
Mm-hmm.
And these, one of the really interesting things to me about putting together this e-guide was that I wanted to solve the problems that are the most common mistakes that managers and business owners make when they implement quality before they make them.
Right.
And so with my over 20 years of turning around failed or very, very badly wounded quality initiatives, I don't care what you call them, these were the things that needed to be done. And this whole idea, and by the way, on a side note to what you were saying before, in the e-guide, it not only has the steps, but I have very specific tools to help you achieve
right.
each one of the steps. And so, you know, I'm not leaving anyone to their own devices. I'm taking them by the hand to walk them through. On being strategic, most organizations, even small, the smallest organizations, will have done some kind of an analysis to take a look at what their strategy should be. When you make your quality initiative strategic, suddenly you're getting so much momentum from it because it's working directly in with exactly where you want to go, and it's getting you there. And that's the thing that quality does, is it gets you where you want to go. It doesn't just fix
right.
things.
And
it also gets you.
And from a strategy standpoint, it's when you see a truck that's not loaded right, instead of fixing what's wrong with that truck, you slow down, you back up, you cast your vision over all the delivery process, all the loading process, and you look at the whole thing from a strategic standpoint, not just from fixing that one issue. You fix the whole thing all at once. Take a quick break, right back after these messages with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.